Gang, before we hit the fun button in the episode, let's talk about the good old middle class famous tour.
Ooh-wee.
Talking stand-up show, play a little AYG with the crowd. It's a good time. Grab the homies, grab the bozos, grab your gal, grab your guy. Come out and see us. We're coming everywhere.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be in Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago.
Chicago.
Late show out at First Social out. Then we're going to be in Rosemont.
Rosemont.
Oh, baby.
Then we're
going to Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Detroit in June. Get those tickets. We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here in Aunt Tootie's basement. She's upstairs doing a little spring cleaning.
Okay.
At the neighbors who was out of town. Okay. So.
Down
little,
the shore.
A little trouble coming. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He's an international businessman and my best pal, luckily. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, but we now call him Kev.
I don't know if I like that. I think I said that last time. What's
just,
up, everybody?
Just Kev.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking. And then, obviously, the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/RUGarbage. Sign up, get a bunch of bonus content. We got the Cribs videos of both of our houses on there, the Shore video, got a Montego video. We got a whole bunch of shit on there. You can see, you get bonus episodes, live streams, the whole nine yards. Check it out.
Plus the big storyline, the big drama of the season, that hard feelings.
Yeah.
Twists and turns.
Also, Fat Court Season 2.
Fat Court
is among
Season
us.
2. Who needs Yellowstone when you got that Patreon? All the drama you need. How about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man makes us all look good. We love them. You love them. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins, Toby McButtons.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, T-Bone.
Yeah, we're going for a daytime Emmy on that Patreon, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Sweep, sweep.
Let's go.
Man, I like it. And gang, we have a very special guest back with us again today. He's a part of the Third Timers Club.
Oh, I think fourth, shit. Maybe. No.
Fourth? No, this is three. This is
okay.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good friend of ours, family at this point.
Yeah.
We like to keep a tight circle.
Yeah.
We don't want
no
a lot
new
of
bozos running around.
Fucking ding dongs.
We bring in the dirtbags we know.
Yeah. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I'll tell you that right now. Give it up for Tom Takar, everybody.
Hey, Tommy. What up, boys? Foley, Kev. Good to see you. Toby.
He's acting like me and him just didn't sit here for 40 minutes.
Yeah, we've already done with the show, man. We've been here all
he
day.
He drinks milk with dinner. It's a wrap.
You went over there getting your lip all bloody to come in.
Shaking off a cold sore.
Oh, yeah.
It's in a very, very delicate stage.
Oh, shit.
Is it full blown? Yeah. What is it? Throbbing?
Fourth quarter. Yeah.
I'm in the fourth quarter. I got a real nail biter going with this cold sore. Two on, two up. It's a bad scene.
Yeah, it looks good this year.
It's in its healing process. It's in recovery.
It
right
looks
now.
Angry.
It just got out of rehab.
Yeah.
So that's when it right starts cracking and bleeding and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Very delicate. You
you're,
get cold
you're a real piece of trash if you know the stages of herpes.
Yeah, he's a doctor, but only for fucking bullshit like that.
Only for dirtbag ailments.
Put a little butter on it. You'd be all right. Do you get cold sores?
No, never.
You get anything weird like that?
Anything weird like that? I'll get like a pimple every once in a while. But
skin tags?
You got
no,
skin tags?
No. Yeah, I keep it clean.
Got good
you know?
Skin.
I do my best. It's the booze that kills all the, you know, the... diseases that can pop up, you know.
Cured myself of gonorrhea.
It sterilizes you, you know.
No skin tags?
No. I have like a little, a mole or whatever back here.
A mole or a cyst?
I think it's a mole. It's got like, you know, it's like brown or whatever. That's a mole, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Let me ask him. How often do you go into the doctor?
Oh, never.
Never, right?
Are you kidding me? I don't have health insurance.
Me and him are cut from a very similar cloth.
When's the last time you had a checkup?
Oh, 12th grade physical.
Yeah. Are you serious? What the fuck?
Yeah.
He did get held back 12 years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, he was 28.
I was 38, yeah. And I should probably go. My asshole hurts all the time.
That's all right. That's the drinking, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just running around with the check engine light on.
Yep. That's all right. I got dental insurance, so I got my wisdom teeth taken out finally. I still got two left.
Wait, you have dental insurance and not health insurance?
Yeah, that's
real trashy.
It's a scam, too, man.
That is pretty
man.
Crazy. It's having cheaper. A boat and not a car.
I figure if there's anything pressing, I can throw the dental insurance at them, you know?
if there's any sort of emergency. My teeth are in my mouth. My mouth's connected to my neck. My neck's connected to my chest. I fix my broken arm.
If I go to the dentist, I'm like, hey, by the way, my asshole is currently fucked up.
You
want to take a peek?
Start taking your pants off. It's a cleaning. You're here for a cleaning.
Where did you get that gown?
I can put a little...
Where did you get that gal?
I can put a little fluoride on it if you want.
Here comes Mr. Thirsty.
Trying to get away with that. Going to an emergency room with that in a Blockbuster car, trying to get your ass.
One of these has got to do something.
I got a Dave and Buster's card in here, too.
I do have a Dave and Buster's card popping.
Do you have a Dave and Buster's card in your wallet right
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
so do I.
I'm not losing those points. You kidding me? If I am at a comedy club with a day, like in a mall,
it's a good time after
ever,
a show.
It's my workout. I'll go shoot some hoops. It's a good time.
Hey, Jane, hey, where's the locker room at?
Is the steam room open?
He's got the sweatbands on. He's stretching.
Hey, let's have a good game out there, fellas.
You're going around challenging people, huh? A little one-on-one, huh?
Just crossing them
doing shirts and skins in a Dave and Buster's.
Man, that's the dream, dude.
We watched Foley assault a VR machine in Syracuse, New York.
We hooked him up to a VR machine after about 18 martinis. Dude, he almost beat the poor waitress up. She
I was in the Matrix.
She almost caught an elbow. Dude, he's fucking... it was all over the place.
I tell you what, man. I used to be anti-VR. Hook me up to that thing and fucking get me a steady stream of Mountain Dew Code Red. I'm all right. Played Star Wars and I was in
You're
there fighting
still gaining
Vader.
Weight while on VR in the virtual
you look
reality.
He's at a McDonald's. You're waiting in a drive-thru.
Goddamn traffic. We got nobody working here today. What's going on? Fantastic. I could smell Darth Vader's breath. That's how fucking
real.
Oh,
you did that one? Were
bro,
you in Vegas?
Vegas.
Wait, where did you do that VR?
I mean, what do you guys like VR Quarterly? What the fuck? Holy
there's
shit.
You
went to the Dave and Buster's in Vegas?
there's a Darth Vader VR in Vegas that's like way too expensive, but it's fun as hell.
Really?
Yeah. And my buddy freaked out on it. That's how real it was. He freaked out. He shot the place out.
Sounds like he's a real cool friend.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Real tough guys. That Ewok looked at me. No, it was in lovely Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
At a Dave and Buster's in the mall there. You fight Darth Vader. That was about it. He had a lightsaber.
I mean, he played for like 2 minutes. He got out. He's like, that was the craziest thing
that
I've ever
awesome,
taken
man.
Part of. Talked about it for 3 weeks after.
Let's get into it. You were mentioning before off air
yes.
that you happened to be down in the city of brotherly love. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly, baby.
Now, what were you doing down there?
I was at the Helium for a little weekend jaunt.
Nice.
With Steve Byrne. It was a good time. What a club. What a town.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Good stuff.
I ate at Wawa five times, and I felt like shit the whole week.
Oh,
it is
dude,
good.
You don't feel good. I had it twice this weekend, breakfast and then a dinner, and my God.
What'd you get?
I got a cheesesteak.
Uh-huh.
I got
a cheesesteak at
Wawa.
Yeah. I've never done that.
I heard that's where the place to go. I was running late for a mega bus. I was like, I gotta get
Jesus
a cheesesteak before
Christ.
I get out of here.
I gotta get a cheesesteak.
Running late
Dude,
for a mega bus.
There was
is Rocky
look.
Here?
There was like 60 people at one of the Wawas. It was Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And I had to leave.
Where are you gonna get the ham?
Don't you animals have families?
So I got a cheesesteak. I got a chicken sandwich. I got... one of those pretzels with like
the cheese
in it.
Yeah,
it was dry as hell. It made me ill.
In the heat lamp.
Yeah,
yeah, they're hit or miss.
They on paper that they're fantastic.
Yeah,
but they don't.
I've had a good one. Yeah. I've had a good one, and I got
they don't always live up.
Time.
You got to go with the traditional Wawa pretzels they have in the line there.
Ooh,
they're usually pretty moist.
Okay,
good. Sometimes they get a little wet.
next time.
Which I don't know what that is.
It's the salt brings it out of the...
I didn't know they didn't sell beer at Wawa, and so
late
at night, I felt so bad, because there's like a teen working the front desk, and I was all...
Give me the beer,
I was all hammered. I was all hammered.
Where do you keep the booze?
Where do you get a beer around here? And the girl was like, I don't drink.
Where do you get
Come
a beer?
Come on, you want to get out of here?
It's not the 1840s. Yeah.
What are you, in Deadwood?
Yeah.
You flip her a quarter?
Okay. Whiskey, neat.
Where do I go? And a hot bath and a chicken dinner.
This is my favorite tavern. This is a good bar. Hey, this is a good bar. Hot tits.
Hear your spurs.
Table for one, sugar tits. Smoking if you got it.
So anyway, first night in Philly, it's Thursday night. The host is like, I'm going over to this Raven Lounge right after the show.
The world famous Raven Lounge where I met Mr. H. Schmoley.
I remember it well.
Yeah, you guys are legends of this room. They were all talking about you, but...
Wait, really?
No. I think one person was like, "Yeah, I think Kev used to come around here."
I think Ken and Harry used to run this show.
Ken and Harry. Oh, that's all right. The Ken and Harry show.
We are old people when we go back there. I mean, think about it. When I started, I was early 20s or whatever. So it was like, it's a very younger group.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I go up there, they're like urging me to sit down. They're like, please go sit up front. I was like, I think I'm going to be on the show. And they're like, no, we don't care. Go sit up front, please.
All right, that's a thing.
Yikes.
Where you have to make it look like it's filled with audience members.
Yeah,
a lot of times they make the comics sit in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I never did that.
Yeah. Well, you
ran
all
pilled up in the back. I was too busy meeting my guy in the alley.
I wanted to... Preface, I had a great time. All the people,
it's a great
were
hang.
Super
great
fun,
place.
Fun hang. But they tell me I'm gonna go up last in the like first group.
Sure, that's
hot
the creme
spot.
De la creme.
They acted
your
like
headline
they were like,
in the first half.
They were like, "Hey,
the
we're
end
putting
the
you in the spot. This
we'll
is
give
gonna
you
be
a shot.
Big.
We're gonna give you this. Is gonna be big.
This is gonna be big for you. This is gonna change.
This
everything.
Might even get back to Ken and Harry.
We developed that.
You're gonna
system.
Be able to afford Denix after this. You don't gotta go to Wawa.
That's the West Coast offense right there. Putting the big dog at the end of the showcase.
They go, you're going up last. So that's like an hour and a half later from when I get there. But right
you're still sitting
I go
in the front
up,
row?
I move. I bounce around. I'm mingling.
You're up front heckling.
Next.
Eat a cheesesteak with a beer.
So finally, right before, they're like, you're up next. Or no, they didn't even tell me I was up next. You're up in two. The guy who was supposed to be before me is on. And then the host, I don't want to name names, and all people in this story are good people.
Sure,
I know. Right before I go on, so this guy who's up before me gets off stage. The host goes on and makes fun of that guy's set. He's like, you have some nerve coming up here doing some bullshit like that up here. It's all in good fun.
Sure.
The guy who's getting off stage does not take it well.
Really?
And he goes, well, then stop fucking hitting me up to do my show. And then the host is like, you gotta have me on your show because I'm a billion fucking times funnier than you. You aren't shit. And this isn't just stage shit. I'm gonna tell you this when I get off stage because it's not like that,
that's
bitch.
That's the Raven Lounge. Here we go.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Then he says, and here's your next comic, Tom Tokar.
Give it up for this pussy.
I'll fight him too.
So everybody leaves to go watch it because he follows the guy right out, and it was
that's
it was,
awesome.
It was such a fun
that's
like
a Philly.
Yeah.
That is
that
Philadelphia.
Was like,
man,
Chicago
that made me
was like
get a Percocet
that too.
And a vodka Red Bull.
Even telling the story, I got fired up again. I love that energy of like, oh, it's gonna happen.
Me and Chris Cotton used to have literal screaming matches from the DJ booth, from the stage,
like fucking mom and dad screaming at each other mid show, and then also that show used to have. The DJ would have a mic.
Yeah.
And you could just like interrupt people's sets.
Yeah.
That were like, that had waited like 3.5 hours to get on stage. He's like, dude, you suck.
Hell yeah.
Like, it was.
Comedy needs that shit sometimes.
It's a knife
fun.
Fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember there was a kid that came there, young kid. I was nice to him.
Was it me?
Kind of balding. Head like a volleyball.
Eyes Wilson.
Like a demon. He had horrible chap lips. Like, I mean, like university level chap lips.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all, I was hosting and I took him off stage and I made fun of his chap lips. Killed. And he ran out, and I never saw him again.
That was me.
You wish that was you.
Yeah. I kind of do at times.
That's good stuff. But you had a good time. It's a good place.
Great time. Great hang.
Shout out to the Ravenland.
Yeah. Did you do any citywide specials down there?
Wait, what's that?
The citywide specials, like you can walk into like the bar. You said you were at Drinkers and just like any kind of bar. And you get a shot. You get a Pabst and a shot of Well Whiskey for $5.
Ooh, no.
And you say, just give me the special.
Oh, no, I didn't. So I wish like I would have known that before. That would have changed my whole trip.
He gets up and leaves.
Saved my life.
Goes right back down there.
It's just a cloud of smoke. Next time, be like, hey, do you have the special? And it's called the citywide because a lot of, most of the, you know, a lot of bars do it. Not like,
I would have been doing that, too. I was drinking Yinglings, though. It was a good little
Yingers
time.
Are all right. You got to get them in when you're down there, you know?
You have drinks at the Raven? You have a couple of beers
there?
I
had a couple $9 beers. It was a good time.
You seem to be over it.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing that'll all day the next day. I was like, $11 for a little whiskey, huh? That's all right.
I'll get it back somehow.
I imagine
I'll make my money
throw
back.
A brick through the window.
You strike me as a man who likes reasonably priced alcohol.
Yes, I like it. I like it good. I like it cheap. I like it in big bulk. I want a Sam's Club deal at your bar.
I have dental insurance. He's trying to get in a Sam's Club. Might not be a member.
Can I have a pallet of Jameson, please?
No. Not a bucket of beers. I want a bucket of beer.
Oh, God, that's great.
All right, let's do some cues.
Yeah.
What do you say? We got Tom here. He's going to be answering your question. As you know, when you sign up for the old Patreon, you might be able to get a question read on the air.
No, you will when you sign up for Patreon.
If it gets through Kevin's rigorous screening process.
Can I say real fast?
Sure,
I heard a question that I was listening to the Fidance episode.
Lay it on us.
And
Schmian?
Schmian. There was a question that was like, have you ever gotten a haircut in a mall? And it triggered something in me. I used to get my haircut at Walmart.
What?
There was a little salon at Walmart.
I remember,
I'm not kidding.
They used to have that. Like Kmart and stuff used to have that.
And it was the best haircut I ever got. So good that it was this gay dude named Duncan, and he had long, beautiful hair. He would cut my hair, and when he left the Walmart one, we followed him. We said, we're
Duncan
going. We're walking with Duncan, yeah. He became our guy.
Where did he go?
Fantastic Sam's.
Did he go to
He's over at Sears now.
He does photos and haircuts.
He's at Kmart, yeah.
Damn.
Holy shit. He works at
Remember that. There would be like a little boutique that would have like two chairs or whatever.
Yeah.
You can go get your hair done.
I don't remember that. I remember, this is going way back. You guys are too young for this, but Kmart had a diner in it.
What?
Yep. They had a fucking counter. And they had stools, the whole nine yards. They had like the blue plate special.
Yeah,
and one of my cousins or aunts worked. She was the waitress there.
Man, imagine being a waitress at a Kmart
she
diner.
She cleaned up.
Really?
Man. Dude, it was like.
I mean, the savings.
Yeah, the savings alone. 20%.
They don't pay you a lot, but the cheap clothes are never ending. And then that got shelved. The transition into the 80s from the 90s.
Yeah.
Then they would have like there would be like a Pizza Hut in there.
Yeah, they had Little Caesars there when I was a kid, and I loved Little Caesars because of that.
I loved Little Caesars in the 80s and in the early 90s. It was so the square pie. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They fucking did
so
it right.
Good.
They didn't. They weren't around when I was growing in my area. You couldn't get.
Yeah,
I
they left
ever
for a
had.
While, right?
What?
They like left for a while, right?
Yeah, then they came
back.
Back
with the hot
and
ready's that I'm not. I can't
not
fuck
big
with
on the
hot
and
ready's. I don't know. It's one of those that if I'm at a pinch, I would do it, but there's just so much better pizza, you know.
I don't even know if I ever had it.
When it came back, I went
$20 eighth and a hot and ready. You guys didn't have a childhood. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the hot and ready's didn't do it for me either.
Yeah.
There's something about it sitting in that heat lamp.
Yeah.
I didn't like.
It's not even that hot. Or that ready.
Yeah. That one needs a couple more minutes.
20 minutes. Kit, let's talk about Athletic Greens.
AG1 Athletic Greens, best in a biz.
Best in a biz. I can tell you why I started taking Athletic Greens.
Why is that, big guy?
Because I'm a big old fat piece of shit.
But you're working on it.
But I'm working on
it. It's on your journey to get healthy.
Yes, and Athletic Greens is a part of that.
Uh-huh.
As you know, I bring it to the gym with me. Take it during my workout. Makes me feel good. Powers me through. It's like a multivitamin that tastes delicious.
It's like a super duper multivitamin. I got
super duper duper.
75 high quality vitamins,
woo!
Minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens, whatever they may or may not be.
Them other bozos don't even have 70. That's 75.
You got 75 over here. It's lifestyle friendly whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemies, or artificial anything, and it still tastes great. Ask the big man.
Straight or gay, doesn't matter. Everybody can take it.
Everybody. Helps better sleep quality, recovery, supports mental clarity, alertness. It's one of the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science, which is constant with...
Sounds like you need a little Athletic Greens, Kevin.
You ain't lying. And to do so, they made it easy. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into cold and flu season or out of it, whatever. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills, supplements to look out for your health.
One-stop shop.
Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. I used the vitamin D yesterday and today. No big deal. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it.
Okay, let's talk about Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
You know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Come on. We all need a little help from time to time.
I know I do.
I know I do. Listen, listen. The blood's not flowing the way it used to.
Sure.
All right? My soldiers are out of practice.
Yeah. Blue Chew. They're on the bench.
Oh, man. They are on the bench. They're third stringers.
Uh-huh.
They're getting participation trophies down there. The point is everybody needs a little help sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right? Blue Chew is the help that you want.
Yes, it's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost.
Fraction of the price.
You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Yeah, you're trying to get laid, not poor. You know what I mean?
What? Okay.
Save a little money.
The process is simple. Sign up at Blue Chew, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No weird doctor visits, grabbing your little gonads. No awkward convos, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And he knows what you're doing, by the way.
By the way, I'm one of the online therapists that you'd be talking to.
Video available.
You got a little noodle?
Blue
Chew
tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
There you go.
So right now, as a special deal for our listeners at RU Garbage, try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GARBAGE at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. They're giving the product for free. Just pay for shipping.
They're giving it to you for free.
And that's low shipping and handling. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code GARBAGE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com.
That's crazy.
More details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes, we do.
Back to that show.
Back to the show.
I've said this before. I don't mind a slice of pizza at a 7-Eleven, which is crazy.
I mean, I ate one of those twist roller things at the
taquitos?
I ate a taquito on the way here.
I can't believe you didn't know
I
what
like
a taquito was. A twist roller.
They call them like twisters or
some
shit
of them,
like that.
Well, there is like the big roller. There's like the meat twister or something. And
yeah, I wanted to call it
there's
by
the proper
name.
Taquitos, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You want to treat yourself. And this is the old days. I'm not doing this now, just to preface it. You get yourself one of those cheeseburger logs they have in there. I'm telling you right now. They call them cheeseburger dogs.
No, bites. Cheeseburger bites.
Yeah.
So little, I've heard.
Little chunks of cheese in there. I'm telling you, man.
Maybe
blow your hair back.
Some of them, they do all, I mean, you know, they move a lot of product. They know what they're doing. I've had wings there before drunk.
Yeah.
I went back in for like second and thirds.
Really?
We were eating on
the
hood
wings?
We were eating on the hood of a car.
He's asking to meet the chef. Hey, is Louis still here by any chance?
They just open a frozen bag. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, man.
I've never tried the wings there.
Oh, they're That's phenomenal.
New movie.
The oysters are unbelievable. Fresh water.
Seafood tower.
You got to have the caviar.
I love a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
They've gone to shit in the city. They're fucking... chaos in the city anymore.
It's borderline... Like you were saying about the mega bus drivers, they are not just convenience store workers.
Yeah,
they are bouncers.
Security.
They're
yeah.
social workers. They're doctors.
They're therapists.
Yeah. They're therapists.
Yeah, they're doing it all.
And they're fucking prison guards at Rikers. I mean, you walk into a place and they got the soda locked up.
Yeah. I know.
The soda?
Dude, I know. You got to hit them up.
It's insane.
The 7-Eleven by the cellar, I'll have to have them get me a fucking Red Bull.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one is. That's in the fucking belly of the beast.
Dude, the one around here is dicey.
Oh, man.
Not to mention, we pulled in the garage today. It looked like fucking Seattle. It was everybody on Sub Pop was out there fucking spiking up.
Really?
Dude, right?
100%.
There was five people just shooting heroin.
I can't wait
right
to
here?
Get some CDs.
No, in the garage. In the garage.
What?
It's cold out. What do you want?
Hey, you got to get your fix.
Must be awesome.
Oh, yeah, the feeling when it hits.
Oh, man, I would love to try heroin.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Patreon.
This kid's got a business savvy mind.
What are we at right now? We're at like 3808. We hit 3809. I'm spiking up.
You pull out your joint in right away.
Did you keep your butter? Where's the butter at?
Oh, God.
Man, good times.
All right, let's get into some cues here. This is from, so as the big man stated, when you join the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. Mm-hmm. Just the best way to do it. Patreon gets first. Best crack at it.
Of course.
If you do send one that comes across my radar from another angle.
That tickles his fancy.
And it's that good, we'll use it, of course. But we're working through a bit of a backlog over there at the old Patreon. They're jumping on the fish are jumping on the boat over there at Patreon.
Love it. Love it. Shout out to the homies and the bozos.
All right, this one is from Chris, first time, long time. Is it garbage to use a meat thermometer?
thermometer.
Got a fucking meat thermometer.
That's Ian popped out.
My thermometer. Holy shit. Score with a lot of chicks in high school, didn't you? Woo, got the captain of the football team over here. My thermometer. Echoes right in your butthole, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Thermometer.
Holy shit. Gleep Glorp's back, everybody.
Yikes. Try to wink and say thermometer. My thermometer.
You know he can't wink, right?
Oh, I saw that. That was killing my head.
He's got a shirt.
The New York Times
terrifying. That's the picture they should use when he dies.
Or if he gets canceled.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Local weirdo. not allowed around playgrounds anymore.
Can you wink?
No, that's not great.
What the fuck?
I got it, though.
No, you don't. You're not closing any deals with that. You're no Burt Reynolds, I can tell you. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I do have to do the mouth thing, though.
Any other weird thing? What's your whistle situation?
Can't do it.
Fingers?
I throw up. I'll throw up if I try that. If I do the finger, I don't understand. Where are you
they
putting
the
fingers?
All the way in.
I've been doing it wrong. I put it in like a thermometer.
Thermometers go over the tongue.
Or do you whistle with it under the tongue?
I can't do it.
No, I can't whistle at all. Yeah.
I thought I could for a minute. I was doing that.
I can whistle.
I was like, Mommy, I can whistle.
Good job, Tom.
Trying to keep a dog from attacking you?
Easy does it.
Can you gleek?
What is that? Like,
it's a new dance. I saw it on TikTok.
It's like what the mashed potato.
Isn't that just where you spit?
Yeah,
or
it's like, yeah. Yeah, it's like,
is that a talent? I thought that was an accident.
It's a dick move.
That was a Vemur thing. Like, you just fuck up.
I can
no,
do it.
It's like you can do it on command. It like shoots from under the tongue.
I can do it on command. You want me to do it?
I mean, I guess. Oh.
I'm dry. Oh, I'm out.
I don't think that was yeah.
No, I'm double jointed. Is that in there?
Let me see.
That's
no good.
Yeah. How far can you put your arm back?
Oh, is that something? I don't know. These are weird ones. This is some hillbilly ass shit where you're like, oh, you can't do that.
He just put his arm behind him like he had never put his arm behind him.
I got a deviated septum.
Yeah,
does that
I can
count?
Do that.
He goes, I don't know. Let's see. Holy shit. This is a Bonkos one, folks.
Good stuff.
All right, let's get back to Chris's question.
Are you serious?
Let's stop fucking around, all right? Is it garbage to use a meat thermometer as a regular one when you're sick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how that works.
I've done it. I thought I could do it with that big metal one that's like this thick that you put in like a turkey.
Jesus.
It starts at like 280, so you don't even register on it.
If it pops, you have a fever.
We would have done that. We never had a meat thermometer.
No.
It was all eyeballs.
Yeah.
You got to eyeball your food.
Yeah, we had a big metal one. It was like an ice pick.
Yeah. Never had that. And we had the regular
glass
thermometer.
One.
I'd go the other way. I'd put the regular thermometer in the meat.
This turkey needs to take a cool bath.
These pork chops got the fever.
We have to rush this thing to the hospital.
Get your dental insurance card quick.
The ambulance comes. Who's sick? The pot roast.
That was very 80s. I loved it. Who's sick? The pot roast.
Regular thermometer.
You had just the glass one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. At any point, or do you currently have, like, we recently just got a digital one.
Yeah, I got a digital
one. My mom has the gun.
Really?
Yeah, like a bouncer.
What? Well, they got real cheap over the pandemic. They were like $7.
Started cranking them out.
I gotta get one of those guns. I don't know how to use them.
There's no way that they're accurate.
No, right?
Yeah, I remember when the ear came out.
Yeah, yeah.
When the ear one came out, because to be honest with you, my mother was strictly anal.
Is that right?
Most of my childhood.
Yeah, yeah. How'd she have you?
That's why he's so big.
a little ran down.
That's why he's so big. You can't put
crossed.
A magnifying glass on some of these.
I know. We're moving at light speed over here, Tom. Just fucking laugh and move on.
I remember the first time she did it. It was very uncomfortable.
We're in a dogfight right now.
And she did. She strapped it on. It was fucked up.
I don't know what the poppers were doing there.
Should we put a skirt on? It was weird.
Yeah.
Wait, really? We never did that. Never in the butt.
I don't think you should.
No.
And not for...
I think it's more accurate, they say, because it's in you.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, do you need... I'm sick or I'm not sick.
I need a note or not.
Yeah, you need fucking 0.3 degrees, whatever.
It feels like it's going to be...
Me
isn't it
life?
Hotter down there anyway? It feels like it'd be
hotter. I mean, I would assume my butthole runs a little hot.
I don't put my...
If I've been dancing it
down. It's like an old Datsun.
After a night of Molly and fucking dancing on the floor, yeah. Of course it is. It's a party back there. It's just... It's not the act of it, because, you know, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I get freaky deaky, but your mom doing it was weird.
Do you remember that? I think that's the thing you shouldn't remember.
I'm telling you, she did it way too long. Yeah. I would say 10, maybe 12.
20 minutes ago?
Oh. Yeah. She does it every time I go home. Let's check your thermometer.
Yeah, that's bananas.
And the meat one, that's a tough look. But you're kind of a classy person if you have one of those.
That's true. That's true.
I'm surprised that a human being has a meat thermometer and not a regular thermometer.
Yeah, that might.
You ever break
each
one
other
of those?
Out.
A thermometer?
Yeah,
you have to call the government or something.
Right,
with
there's
the
like mercury in there.
Yeah,
right?
Put the mercury run in your hand.
No.
Yeah. Was that bad?
Doesn't it burn through your hand or some
mercury
shit?
Mercury poisoning is like horrible.
No, it just floats around in your hand a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, try this at home.
Oh, good.
That's
bad?
Yeah, Google this, Tobe.
Yeah. Are you Googling on your phone?
Yeah, we had to re-upload the episode because it didn't take.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Take that, YouTube.
YouTube.
All right, let's see here. We'll be back to T-Bone, the information corner, in a minute. This is from Andrew. Never had one read. Anyone you know refer to their jeans as dungarees?
Ooh,
we were a big dungarees house.
Really?
My dad was. That's a nice pair of dungarees. Wear my dungarees.
Yeah.
He would get them dry cleaned.
He
would get his dungarees.
Dungarees are those like nicer pants?
No, they were Levi's. I don't know where dungarees
that come
came
from.
From.
It's
I don't
Australia.
Know.
We're going to Little Caesars. Make sure you wear your nicer pants.
Yeah.
Dungarees is whack. Those are thick jeans that don't fit well or brutal.
Dungarees.
Why do they call them dungarees? It derives from the Hindi word dungri, denoting a heavy, coarse, durable cotton twill woven from colored yarns. Dungaree eventually became for specific blue denim trousers from the late 1800s.
I thought it would be more Western.
Yeah. Well, I was full on thinking Australia.
Really?
I was going Australia.
Dungarees. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Didgeridoo,
like,
yeah,
dungarees.
Yeah.
If you say it in an accent, it rings
throwing
true.
Throwing your dungarees.
Got your dungarees on, do you, mate? Ready to fight the kangaroo.
Those aren't dungarees. These are dungarees.
We had slacks. We did slacks. We called them slacks.
Yeah.
Put on
yeah.
a nice pair of slacks.
Slacks
so
is
I can take your temperature.
Yeah.
Chinos.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure
that's
what they are.
That's a specific type of pant, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But there was always a fight when I went. It was always a big thing when we had to go out and buy a pair. I got to take them and get a pair of chinos. They look terrible.
That was khakis for us.
Khakis.
Yeah. When khakis came around.
Yeah,
we're
going
and
to
then
church.
Golf shirts we would wear. Like we called them polos.
We called them polos.
Yeah, we called them golf shirts.
No.
And a nice golf shirt.
What are you, a Kennedy dirtbag?
I think it's trashier. I call it
golf shirt.
Yeah, it's named after a sport.
Bowling shirt would be more.
Yeah.
Is this the same shirt? I guess maybe.
No, bowling shirt is buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
And your name's on it, I would assume.
I really wish that they would slightly come back.
bowling shirts.
Yeah, like what Charlie Sheen wore on Two and a Half
Men.
Yeah,
yeah. That is you at your peak, I feel like.
Well,
yeah.
I do feel
you,
you know.
Bring it back.
This isn't a fat joke by any means. You are big enough to wear whatever you wear. The size, it's just like kind of zany.
It works.
Fat guys can get away with stuff because you know what I mean?
Black tuxedo. look at this goofy motherfucker.
Look at this fat ass wacky guy.
He's getting married today. He wore that.
Play basketball in a tuxedo.
I'm just saying you can, you know, it's not weird. Just,
yeah.
You know.
I know. And I push that a little
you
bit.
You do. And that's why I'm saying it. Yeah, of course.
I don't know, though. Those seem... I feel like if I wore that on stage, I would always bomb because it's so hack to wear that shirt. Plus, my material's not. Ain't
the
best
the
in
shirt.
The Navy. But I would, dude, those feel so like Kramer shirts.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Love a Kramer shirt. That's why I wear like the thing that I wore, the purple one that I got, my ranch shirt that I got ranch all over.
Oh, yeah. He's been referring to a shirt that he stained as the ranch.
I was imagining like a cowboy
shirt. Yeah, I know, yeah. With like the fucking rope on it or whatever.
Chipotle ranch on a tuna sandwich that I had out there in La La Land.
Someone get my mayo pants?
My mayo dungarees. I wore it on the Josh Potter show.
Ooh.
Which we recently did. Check out. Fantastic episode.
I got your line on the Mercury situation.
Let's go.
All right, this is a warning that reads more like a challenge. Elemental mercury does absorb through your skin, but at a very slow pace. Parentheses, very, very slowly. Like, they're basically calling you a pussy for not handling mercury.
Yeah, I think you got thick-ass skin, brother. That's the problem. I think I'm putting that on my hand. It's sinking right
through. Yeah, I'm not rolling the dust. Doesn't it burn? I assumed it burns.
It must if it's going through your hand.
No. As long as you don't expose your skin to the metal too much and wash your hands
What's
after
too
that.
Much? Yeah, too vague.
It would be fine.
Yeah.
Shut up. Crazy. You like a good time or not? You party or don't you?
What's this, on Barstool? Where'd you get this from?
This is a Vice article.
It's Feidelberg's, Dr. John Feidelberg saying that.
All right, let's see. This one's from Rudy. If you get challenged to a foot race, are you doing it with your shoes on or shoes off?
Wow.
Which I think if you're in a situation where you're being challenged to a foot race and you accept, that's trash regardless of what you run in it.
I've done this happens to me a lot.
Everybody wants a piece of the king, huh?
Me and my buddies.
It's lonely at the top, aren't the car?
It'll never win. this happens to me a lot. I deal in a lot of challenges, a lot of push-up challenges.
Who's
a lot
challenging
of,
you? Like buddies
just
when
buddies.
You're drinking?
Yeah, or just, you know, a guy at a bar. You know, I bet I could beat you in a race.
A cop?
No, it's buddies when we're drinking.
I saw you from across the bar. You look like you think you're fast.
Yeah.
Came in here wearing track shoes. Oh, boy.
You look like you think you're faster than you are. That's a specific look.
Yeah. Think you could beat me?
What was it? Is there any crazy challenge that you've done? Have you ever been hurt from boozing and doing something stupid, climbing a tree, trying to jump over a
playing basketball? It's just shit house because there's a court right outside of my apartment. And on my birthday last year, a buddy was like, "Let's go." I bet it started with like, "I bet you anything, I'll make a free throw and you won't."
Up.
Yeah, and he missed, and then I was like, "Double it, and I'll make one." I sunk that shit, and then we played one on one in dress shoes, and both got fucking. Fell over and hurt.
Why were you wearing dress shoes?
It's my birthday. Come on, man.
But you were just hanging out at your apartment.
He's a gentleman.
I'm not
going
to change shoes to go outside. Also, he was in dress shoes. He can't wear my shoes. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, but why were you in dress shoes just in your apartment?
Well, I was up. I was on the roof.
Was there a gala happening?
Look, it's my birthday, brother. This is an event.
There's one thing you know about Tom Takar. I dress up.
The pigeons have a strict dress code up there.
I was on the roof. I like how you tried to explain it in each turn. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
I'm
not
going to
wear, you know, it's my birthday party.
Did you have a birthday party? There was people there.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't just dress up by yourself.
No,
that
would just have a cigar by myself on my roof. Another year gone.
Make your own cake. That's really sad. So you had a nice party up on top of the roof.
Yeah.
Do you go up there a lot?
It's a nice little roof.
Are you allowed to be up there?
That's a good question. That's where it's
I feel
a little
like you're
dicey.
Not allowed.
It's connected to
them.
Our apartment, so I feel like
so it's
like,
someone else's roof.
It's our roof. It's our roof, but it's the building's roof. You
How
know
do you say
mean?
It's connected? Like you can
like
go out a window.
Outside my bedroom door is the roof.
Oh, there's a door.
Yeah.
Then yeah, of course you.
It's
can
our
be up
roof.
There.
I think.
Okay.
Kind of, nice. But it's shared.
How does everybody else get to the roof?
There's two doors. There's another door. There's like a stairwell. There's a stairwell. Yeah, everybody's welcome to come through. I don't
know. You're ever in the area.
I live in the stairwell.
So it has another entrance to get out there. So you could literally wake up and look out your window, and there's people
that happened. Well, somebody tried to break into our bedroom door by they snuck up on the roof. I wasn't home, and it was terrifying.
Out of there.
Yeah, we almost moved, but we fought with them to put an alarm on that one door. So
isn't it crazy to fight with somebody to be like, hey man, someone tried to break in here. Can you put an alarm on?
New York, baby. They're like, well, it doesn't really matter.
I got nice dress shoes in here. Somebody's gonna grab them. I'll say this.
Say it.
Running in bare feet as a young man felt awesome on the grass, and I felt faster. All during my lacrosse career in college, I never wore socks on my cleats because I felt like I was faster. It was freeing. Mm-hmm. On concrete.
Liberating,
if you
will. Sure.
No underwear either. It wasn't.
No, it was no
thermometer
pants.
In my hand.
thermometer up my
just
butt.
A shirt. Thermometer.
Just Winnie the Pooh in it out there on the crossfield.
With a thermometer hanging out your damn ass.
But I feel like that's a very dirtbag thing. Let me take my shoe. It's taking off your shirt in a fight.
Yeah. Very anytime you're removing something, it's not a great look.
And you're losing. Yeah. As we've covered.
Yeah, you take your shirt off. You're getting
I feel like that's
up.
Not a manly. Like, women do that. Like, I got to take my heels off in order to fight. But a man taking his shoes off is very strange. I don't want to see a bare foot, a bare man's foot in public.
Unless you know karate.
Right, then it's cool. Then it comes back around.
Yeah. Still probably getting your ass
You're still getting your ass kicked, I feel, for sure.
One way or the
other. Yeah, you're like, hold on, I know karate. And you take your shoes off.
You change into the whole karate outfit. It's like
where's
10
my
minutes.
Gi? that's great. All right, let's see. This is from Sean Mullen, first time. Ever refill empty bottles of water with tap water and put them back in the fridge?
Always.
Really?
I'm probably going to do that with this one. Yeah.
It tastes
all
horrible.
The time.
Oh, man, it stinks.
You really know the difference.
This, I feel like, will taste right. This will be
really?
Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're
it's better
nuts.
Than... I don't like drinking warm tap water. I don't like using ice when I can save it. And so I
what
like to...
What are you saving it for?
Spare
it.
Oh, for a
nuclear
special
fallout?
Yeah. Yeah. When we have guests. break out the good ice.
How many ice trays do you have in your freezer?
Oh, we got...
And
I
do they
two
match?
I got two regular. They match. And then I have a set of, like, the cocktail.
The big square.
Wow. Big squares and some the orbs.
Ooh. Really?
Orbs are coming
real
out,
fancy.
Right. Yeah. During the pandemic, I got into making cocktails.
I feel like it was just, like, pop off vodka on ice.
It's mostly Cherry Coke Zero and rum.
That's your drink?
It's good. I just got into it. It's very good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I just got into it.
I've discovered
like it's
something.
Formula One.
Yeah.
What kind of rum we talking?
Cappy, baby. Yeah.
That was really good. Everybody was doing Captain and Cokes was like the big thing, but a Captain and Ginger.
Interesting.
It's like it's
that's
on no one's
were, that's
radar.
That's what they had at the cellar party. They had Captain and Ginger.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I had. I think I had a Captain and Coke. That's when they were giving them around.
It was all right. The Captain and Ginger
Captain
wasn't
Captain and
bad.
Ginger, it's like creamsicle-y.
Yeah.
It's got the spiced rum. It's got the ginger. Pretty
what's,
good.
What's a Captain and Coke called? The other
I think
name
it's just
for
called
it,
a Captain Coke, isn't it?
Yeah,
nah,
Captain
it's called
Coke.
Something. A rock and roller or something like that.
No.
I'm telling you, it has another name. It might be the Cuban word for it. What's the Cuban phrase for Captain and Coke?
I don't know. I'm going to start calling...
That's
cherry
even,
cokes and
know.
Rum to car crash.
That's no, crazy, no, no, no! I can't take credit for it. It's called the Calpe Cordial.
The
Cuba Libre. Tim Kalpakis came up with this drink. I can't take credit for it.
What
the cherry coke and rum
came up with it?
You made it sound like there was a lot of money on the line.
There is. I can't take credit.
Like
I don't want to get sued.
He wasn't in a lab.
I don't want to get sued.
Somebody has to come up with this shit.
Hey, man, you took credit from my drink. We're racing.
You gotta
take your shoes off.
You got to come up with like a Mountain Dew-based drop shot so you can call it the Takar Bomb.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
Mountain Dew. You know what would be good? Have you ever had those Not Your Father's Mountain Dews?
No.
Like they have the Not Your Father's root beers. They're like alcoholic
spiked,
root beers.
Yeah.
They make a Not Your Father's Mountain Dew.
Is it in a can? Like it's somebody
it's in a
makes
bottle.
It. Okay.
It's in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's if you dropped like vodka in that and chugged it, I bet it would taste fucking terrible. But It would get you drunk.
it'll do the job. It'll have you shooting foul shots outside of no time.
Yep.
Oh, man. Do one of those. Tag RU Garbage. We will post that shit.
Yeah.
Nice. I want to think of a better one now. Damn. A real one that we could do.
That's a car bomb.
I'll come up with one, and we'll do one.
We'll do it.
It's pretty
we'll
good.
Do one. On the Patreon.
Mostly, I just drink whiskey and
or bitters. Just kill so your buddy really... to keep him quiet.
That's good.
Run with the fucking Coke Zero.
That's what a pro would do.
Yeah,
you're a shot. I'm a shot and beer kind of guy as well. That's the way to go.
Yeah, popping a little whiskey and a PBR. Or, like, I'm a high life man.
Real? It's not every. I guess in Brooklyn, it's probably more readily available.
The bar I go to in my neighborhood, it's called a Low Life, and it's you can do a whiskey and high life. It's great.
Yeah, what's that? $7?
$5.
$5
in Brooklyn.
What do you live in, the 1960s?
Let me tell you something. Ice cold five high bucks. Life in the summer.
Woo!
It's all
that's
right.
Where that's. Oh. Ooh. I'm going to have one later.
I don't think you need a lot of convincing, to be honest with you.
No, I was on the up and up. I've been sober for 10 years.
I was drinking with you less than a week ago.
That didn't count. I was drunk.
I didn't remember. I'm always so
bad. Alcohol took advantage of me.
We both bonded at the cellar party over, we both were like, we're not. I'm like, I'm not even really drinking tonight. And like, we were both on our ninth beer.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
here's
like,
the
this
thing.
Isn't drinking. If I don't wake up hungover, I'm not drinking.
And I did wake up hungover.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, you're drinking ginger ale and fucking Captain
Morgan.
It
was so much sugar. But my thought was like, I didn't start drinking till like 11:30.
So you can't get in
that
too much
count.
Trouble. Yeah.
And then I was there till 5. Yeah, so still got a full, maybe 4. I think I got home at 5.
Damn.
Got home at 5.
Take the train?
No, not that late.
Right. You're really putting you know.
Yeah, I gotta take.
I
wanted
to see how
late.
Crazy he was.
I've done it before. I fall asleep if I do that. Mm-hmm. And now, if you take I take the AC, you got to switch to a bus for half of it. I fell asleep on the bus. Last time I did, I fell asleep on the bus. They had to wake me up.
In the depot.
Yeah, I work there now. I had to pick up a shift.
That's bad. I used to fall asleep on the subway all the time.
I can't believe I've never gotten robbed on the train with how much I fall asleep on it.
I woke up out in Coney Island. I live all the way up.
They just skip over you. Nah, he ain't got nothing
you
on
got nothing. You got nothing but bourbon on the breath.
But yeah, that was a big thing where I'm like, if I don't, 6 beers isn't drinking,
no.
Which is a problem.
You know. No, you're good.
Says the guy with dental insurance.
Come on. Yeah, I got dental. I'm good.
Just dental insurance.
Did you feel a little empowered when you got dental insurance?
Yeah.
Felt like you had a little safety
hot
net.
Shit.
Throwing it in people's faces and stuff. I don't need this.
I had to upgrade it because everywhere I would take it, they were like, oh, this doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
It was like $15 a month, and they were like, oh, yeah, this doesn't even cover the cleaning. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it did. I had
it
to upgrade it.
Dental insurance is one of the biggest scams.
Except
that's
for
what,
getting my wisdom teeth taken out. That was it was worth it for.
No, it covered that.
Yeah.
Because that's about, $1,500 tooth?
It can be crazy, and it only cost me, $300, I think, to get 2 of them out, and I got the gas.
It only cost me $14.50.
They shouldn't tell you how much the gas costs. They were like, it's like an extra $150 if you want to get the gas. The
I brought
gas.
My own, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the little cracker
way ahead
going.
Of you.
Tom walks in with a huge balloon.
Don't worry, I'm gonna hold this mercury. It's gonna get me cooking.
Do you like the gas?
The gas was good. I got some to go. I got a...
Just get a Ziploc bag. You fill this up. Hey, can I get a roadie?
I got a growler, I guess.
Did they give you a little something to take the edge off over the next couple of days?
They did, but I'm not a pain pill guy, so...
Interesting. Let's talk after the show.
Are they still on your person?
They're not on my person. No, I decided
you
I'd rather
see me on your
weed.
Roof later tonight. Trying to break in.
The problem is you can't drink with the pain pills. And
that's
I'd
not true.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Are you
they
kidding me?
They scared me about that. That legit, because I already, test the waters a little too much with how much I drink. So it's like, I don't want to do severe liver damage, but,
Sure. No, that makes sense.
Test
I guess
the waters,
you're right.
You're
a
deep sea captain. What are you talking about?
Holy
that's
lady.
All myth. When you said that, I did just have a flash of when we were talking. You had 2 of those rum and cokes in your hands.
Well,
I just had
them.
He's like, hey, literally, we were sitting there talking about how we don't have drinking problems, and he's got 2 plastic cups of rum and coke in his hands.
But I never take Tylenol when I'm drinking.
That's
that would
trick.
Be crazy.
That's how I'll live forever.
Advil, no thank you.
Look, I like to take care of my body. It's my temple or whatever. Here I had two. One of each flavor.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's an old wise
I
tale.
Also had a whiskey on the side.
I know.
Because you had to go all the way down to the bar to get that.
And then they were walking around with trays of the rum and Cokes, whatever
and
the sponsor was.
And I can't
was.
Pass up. Yeah. Once there's a free thing going.
He's just following her around.
I'm losing money not to drink.
Oh, I love it.
Oof. Buddy, we're having fun over here. This one I've never thought of. This is from the Milkman of the Midwest.
Nice.
First time, long time. Is it garbage to keep a cafeteria tray in the car so you can eat while driving without making a mess?
Whoa.
That's crazy
That's
talk.
That's genius.
Yeah.
I've never heard
Where
of such a good
it?
Idea.
Probably on your lap. And then you can just, everything goes onto your lap.
That's a
right,
good
you're
idea.
You're not worried about spilling.
It's like you have one of the airplane seats
exactly.
in your car. That's a good idea.
Yeah, think about it. If it's under your lap, it's under the steering wheel, it's not in the way.
Yeah, I mean, it is garbage for sure.
Oh, yeah, but
sure. I mean, how'd you get it? That's the thing.
That's, you gotta fucking sneak into a school. You're like, don't worry, it's not for creepy shit. It's for
fat guy
it's
stuff.
It's for science.
Hey, kid, come here.
You want to make a couple bucks?
You can steal one from my fucking Burger King, McDonald's, anywhere, any fast food place.
Well, he said cafeteria, though. That makes me feel like it's a child's
hospital, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you know. Fast food places have
they have trays.
For here to go.
Ah, for here to go.
You got to feel like a fucking piece of shit walking out of a Burger King with the tray snuck under your fucking shirt.
Yeah, I got washboard abs. Oh, God.
That's great, though.
I mean, that's something the listeners, start doing.
I think that's going to
be a
new move.
That's next level thought process that I would have never thought of.
New garbage tree, man. That's good.
I want to know if he stole it for that reason or if he just ended up with one and was like, oh, this is perfect to eat.
I mean, how do you just end up with one?
I don't know, man. You'd be surprised.
Yard sale?
Yard sale?
Somebody had to get it the first time.
Yeah.
I would say what he did is he walked in and he said,
I don't know, maybe a grandmother died, left it.
Yeah, they said for here to go, and he said for here.
Right.
And then just walked
and
out.
Then he, but he sneakily meant to go,
Maybe he works at McDonald's or something.
Oh, that's good.
Goes right to the supply. Either way, very smart, but very,
very,
very
trash.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Plus, you're eating in the car a lot.
I eat Taco Bell in my car a lot, and that's so messy, but with a tray.
Think about it, right?
It's not bad.
And your pants are clean.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be so, conscientious of where, you know.
You can't drive and eat, though. That's why I like washing
the tray? What are you doing with the tray? You just dump it out the window.
Yeah. Well, the birds will take care of it.
That tray is covered in blunt guts and bad weed, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy I know used to do. he would have a Frisbee in the car. To roll blunts on because it was curved. Like, he would roll it on the inside. That way, if you're bouncing or whatever, nothing falls out. Like, because the CD case, you hit the brake, something, it slips. I remember he showed me that. And I'm like, why the fuck do you have a Frisbee, you pussy? And he's like, to roll blunts on. I'm like, oh, my God.
People are getting these ideas for free? That's crazy.
Shit. It's nuts,
This
dude.
Is crazy.
There's true genius out
That's
there.
That's wild. I'm learning a lot, man.
Got to get somebody in research and development over here. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Speaking of Dave and Buster's, this is from Devin. Is it garbage? I got my waffle maker using tickets at a Dave and Buster's.
Jeez. That is just good. That's good business, man. you're investing
walking
in your
future. Walking out a winner, of course.
How many tickets do you need
that's
got to
be a
waffle
lot. That's got to be a lot.
But like, also,
is it a high-quality waffle maker?
Why get a waffle? I'm sure there's a list of 50 things I would take before a waffle maker.
Yeah,
right?
Also, a waffle maker is one of those things that, I don't know if you guys are Black Friday shoppers like me, but that's one of those, you're getting a waffle maker for $5 if you want it, you know?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, unless it's like a fucking Swiss-made waffle maker. Yeah.
How many times do you use that? How many waffles?
That's another thing. I'm sure you could have got a TV, a cool fucking, some sort of cool electronic.
When's the last time
you
had a waffle?
A TV for the same price as a waffle maker at Dave and Buster's, right?
I don't know. Well, what's a waffle maker costing?
It's got to be a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to know how much you spent in, like, at Dave and Buster's.
Buying tickets.
Buying the shit to get
the tickets. $100, I would imagine.
I bet you that's, like, $500 worth of playing games to get
that's
that.
That's wild.
Maybe $1,000.
That could have been spent in the VR, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
I don't know if I'm going to get an answer. I tried seeing how many tickets it was.
I got nothing.
Yeah, there's no way it's coming up.
They're really pushing this chicken and waffles, though. They got cooking over there at D&B.
I can't believe they have.
Dude, I want to go to Dave and Buster's. Now it's
is there
on the
one
brain.
In the city?
I think there is one.
Yeah, there's one in Times Square.
Yeah, there's one in Times Square.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun Patreon video.
Yeah,
at one point.
That's a good time, dude.
Bunch of us just at Dave and Buster's hanging, boozing.
Oof.
At the Olive Garden, maybe.
I love getting hammered at a fucking Dave and Buster's. Like an Olive
Garden. If we bring Tom and we get him to challenge random people at the Dave and Buster's, that's a fucking video.
It is my goal. It's like, if I don't leave with the record on the Papa Shot thing, I feel like a fucking failure. I feel like a loser.
I think
all
if you
night.
Leave with it, you're still a failure. But it's just calling balls and strikes over here, Tom.
Take my dental insurance and leave.
I didn't know I was going to be treated like this.
I'll be eating Taco Bell in my car if anybody cares.
All right, Tom Takkar versus the field in a
yes.
David Busters.
Let's
where are you
go.
Putting your catch?
Let's go. I mean, it's got to go me.
Has
come
he
on.
Been drinking?
I mean,
that helps.
This man?
That's what I'm saying. He needs a couple in him.
Yeah.
I'm not betting on a sober Tom.
Well, no. What time is it?
I'm going for
that's
the big
a fun
dog.
Video that we could do on the Patreon. Just it's in the city. It's easy. We can just go. We'll do a dinner at like fucking Applebee or Fridays or something.
Hell yeah.
We'll take you out for a night in the town.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
You wear your dress shoes.
You have to wear your dress shoes and then offer to raise somebody and take them off.
Oh, man. That's going to be tough.
I don't have a shoehorn.
Taking them off. Yeah.
How am I going to get them back on? all right. Let's see. We got a couple more here. This is from David. Dave, I feel this. Never had a question about this. I feel this has Tom all over it. Have you or anyone you know ever been to a backyard wedding?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've been to multiple. Yeah,
big Indiana thing.
Honestly, they're kind of fun. Like, because you
party,
just get a
right?
big keg.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Yeah. Half of them have worked for more than a year.
Sure. I don't think it's, you know.
It's not one that normally lasts.
The odds aren't in your favor.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I have. And it depends on. I've definitely been to a park wedding too, where it's like they shouldn't be doing it probably.
Probably they didn't pull the proper permits.
Yeah.
They're cooking on the grills
yeah,
in the park.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, I've done that.
Got doorknobs on their registry.
Man. Under that. Those,
hey, we need paper towels at the house.
Those overhangs they have at the parks, you know what I mean?
The like pavilions.
Dude, I went to a dry one of those and I was pissed. That's like the worst thing you could do to somebody.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's just tough.
Dry wedding is brutal.
Where the Celtics
make it
at?
BYOB. I don't care.
Yeah, make it BYOB.
Why was it a dry wedding? Because they didn't drink or just money?
It was a little from column A, a little bit. Like they were like, you shouldn't even bring. Like it was a religious ass.
Oh, religion.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a dry wedding.
Fuck no. I'm
out.
I don't even know if I've been to a cash bar.
Don't worry. I wettened it up a little bit.
I moistened it up. Yeah. I brought my hose if you catch the drift.
He came out the night before and buried some beers in the park. I was just talking to Brian Morton about that.
I was just about to say, Brian Morton was telling us about.
That's old. That was like from like a year. That was, maybe not a year ago. That's an old thing, though. Yeah, he sent that in Chicago.
Yeah, his boys buried booze.
I heard about this.
That went viral
music
last
festivals
year
or whatever?
Music festival. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Well, that is genius.
Showed up a week later or you know during the thing and dug it up to
That is genius, except for now every music festival I go to, I'm just going to be digging holes everywhere. Like,
so you can't bring a shovel in here. You got a pickaxe, a miner's hat.
I'm not even watching the bands. I just wanted to drink in here.
Sir, your bloodhound's going to have to wait outside.
There are no metal detectors allowed, please. He's got a treasure map. Can you just tell me what due north is? Oh, God.
Who has a compass on him? Who has a compass?
Oh, man.
That's trash. Backyard wedding, never been.
I've only ever been to weddings in traditional places. Definitely some, like, non-traditional, but it was still made. It would have been, like, at the venue. Like, not a church, but it would have been at the venue outside or, you know what I mean? Something nice. Never trashy. It was always done well.
You're talking like somebody's house.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Somebody was telling us.
I just went to one in a barn that was like in the back of my buddy's house. It was fun.
Yeah.
Did he live there?
Yeah.
Or he rented the barn?
No, he lived there in the barn. He's a horse. Uncle Ed or whatever, Mr. Ed.
His wife's a goat.
No, it was barn wedding.
He's a horse.
My buddy Josh Cox.
Shout Josh
out.
Cox.
Shout
that
out.
Guy rocks.
My buddy Secretariat, you know him.
You know my buddy, Here Comes Sunshine?
He was the best man.
Land biscuit.
Get a choice of oats or hay. I went with the hay. It was a nice time.
We're having fun here.
That's wild.
This one's not even a question. This is from official garbage inspector. My mother-in-law hassles me for free weed. That's just not the classiest of statements ever.
No.
Wow.
That's tough.
Doing any kind of drugs with a
parent.
Tough.
Yeah. Although,
even just smoking weed.
So I've smoked with someone else's parents, and that's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I never even enjoyed that, really. It's just weird. The lines
I'm waiting
get
for
blurred.
It to go south.
Yeah.
For them to freak out.
I think it's got a weed is as far as if we're doing ecstasy with your fucking grandma, it's not like it's not a good night.
That's a tough one.
Mr. Johnson's rolling his brains out. Yeah, I'm always waiting for it to get weird. Because those old heads, they go to a wedding, they get a couple in them, they think it's fucking groovy time. They're back in Laurel Canyon or the 60s or something like that.
They get too torched.
They don't know
whatever.
They don't know what the weed is like now.
Dude, they take a fucking hit off some fucking sour diesel something or other.
I can barely fucking handle it.
Yeah,
like
now.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're freaking out, ruining the wedding.
Get over here. Like, hey, relax, fucking wacko.
Then the wife catches him. What are you doing, Bill?
Uh-huh. That's a big thing, too.
Living my life, bitch.
Everybody smokes cigs at weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm the only one in my family who just like kind of, there's a lot of us, but just blatantly smoking cigarettes. And then at a wedding, everybody's like having pops, and then I'm going out. And then I'm the asshole who's just like giving all of these non-smokers cigs. They're like, he's out there smoking with Kevin. I'm like, motherfucker, he brought it back. What do you want from me?
I started smoking cigars at weddings so that I wouldn't ask people for their cigs.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, because you get the fix, you're out there, because it is the social. Yeah.
You want to be more annoying. I like it.
What the hell? I'm not asking for any
help.
You're going to burn the barn down, Tom. God damn. This thing's filled with hay.
You're scaring the chickens.
Everybody stinks after I leave.
Dude, those cigars, man. Ooh, that's a tough look.
Oof,
love you smoke the whole thing at once?
Yeah.
So you go out and
we smoked with I actually.
What are you, gone for 2 hours?
At that party. We were smoking them at the... Well, the old FB. I probably shouldn't say too much.
Yeah.
But I don't need to.
Reel it in. Reel it in.
Yep,
tighten it up.
Yep, yep. No, yeah, I'll smoke a cigar.
So you'll
it
go
makes
out
me
and
sick, but it's good.
But doesn't that take like an hour to smoke?
Like
30
minutes.
It's not like a Bernie. You're not
ripping.
Yeah, but
like
you're out
minutes.
There. Everybody's hanging. Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I only smoke them with Verzi. That's the only time I'll smoke them is with Verzi. That's it. I don't like. It's but even when I'm smoking them, I'm like, all right, let me put this out and go outside and smoke a cigar.
Yeah, I prefer. Oh,
I'm like
break.
That's just. I'm like conditioned.
Take a break from a cigar and go smoke a cigar.
Have a smoke, pack a lip. I'll get back to this in a couple minutes.
Anybody got a jewel on them?
Used to feeling good all the time.
That's Kramer, right?
That's Kramer. Stream. Yeah, that's my favorite Kramer.
Yeah,
moment.
When he just. Chugs the beer with the
cig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
got the
cigar, backwards. So that's a good Ty Kramer is all right.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. You should have him on the show.
I would have
Michael Richards?
No, Kramer. The character.
I would have him on in a second.
You know that sweater they used twice? That was the sweater episode.
Oh,
made the guy sneeze. The lady who ran the unemployment office, her daughter, who George dated, also wore that sweater.
Really?
Their date.
God, that episode's so funny.
Little fun fact for you, gang.
Oh, great episode.
I hear you're getting older. don't say his name. We don't need to be sued.
No.
All right. This is from $20 homie. Yeah, you know me. Never have one red. OG20. Doubling up on parties. Wife's family had an Easter plan turned into an Easter / gender reveal party.
Ugh.
Second marriage catered by the Olive Garden.
Ugh.
And then on the way out, they asked for $20 a head.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
No.
I was like, M. Night Shyamalan wrote that thing.
Dude, that is insane.
I see dirt bags.
$20 a head.
Asked for $20.
On the way out.
That is.
That's bamboozle.
Yeah.
That
I would never fucking. I would never. That's insane.
An Easter affair catered by the Olive Garden. Then they do a gender reveal, which I'm out right there. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
They gross
second
me
marriage.
Out so
yeah,
much.
I don't like a gender reveal party.
Listen, I don't mind the fucking Olive Garden. I'm not shitting on the
Olive Garden.
Rules. Fine.
That part
great.
I like.
I mean, but like Olive Garden catered? Like, I wouldn't want to pay for.
Are they
Olive
open
Garden
on Easter Sunday?
They probably got it the day ahead of time.
Ugh.
Actually, probably.
That's fucking crazy. I love that. That's like a friendship ender. Like, you're charging me 20 on the way
out. Yeah.
On the way
out. If you want to say, like, hey, we paid.
I would have rather been like, hey, come to me before and I'll pay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
I'm disrespectful to ask me for $20.
That is crazy.
I wonder how they did it. Hey, by the way,
Venmo
those breadsticks ain't free.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's
well, horrible. I think they are.
And they're never ending.
Everyone has a buzzer.
Breadsticks ain't free.
Everyone's got a buzzer when their Parmesan's ready. Table for two.
That is fucking crazy. That is some trashy ass shit.
Anything like that will really turn me off.
Yeah, and it's if just say up front, like if you put that in the invite, like hey, if people want to chip 20 for whatever,
of course, yeah, that's fine.
Could you imagine going to a family party and they charge you?
That's insane. It's like that's why you bring stuff. Like,
yeah, hey, that's fine. Hey, yeah. Everybody makes something. You make the meatballs. You make the fucking.
If you're
chicken.
Hosting, you're losing some fucking money. All right,
yeah, that
that's
happens.
Part of the deal.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of money to buy the fucking baseball with the blue dye in it. Or
right.
Or the pinata, whatever the fuck. Yeah.
All right, Olive Garden's catering your event. 8 to 14 people, what's it going to run you?
Per person or total?
Total.
8 to 14 people, Olive Garden catering.
$200.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm going to go 300.
I'm going to go... Can I prices write them?
Sure.
301.
You will, Kippy is the closest. It is... $189.
No, I was
for 14 people?
Wow.
That's and then
a
these cocksuckers are asking for $20
a head. That's a good ass deal. That's crazy.
He's on the phone with Olive Garden.
I'm losing money not to have my days catered by.
I'm paying $14.99 for an entree like an asshole.
You just get it tonight, just have leftovers for the next 3 weeks. He's charging 20 a head.
Oh,
so he's not only fucking.
He's making money.
He's making money off
that's
his family.
Bullshit. God, what a piece
man.
Of shit.
Crazy.
Dirtbags.
All right, we got to
like
wrap
this guy.
It.
All right, gang, we love you. Tom, we
Tom,
love you.
Love you,
buddy.
Boys.
What do you got coming up?
Me.
You want the gang out there to
know? Yeah.
Plug away. The dates. Follow Tom Takkar on
he's
all social media.
Follow my
Tom.
Ass.
Yeah, listen to his pod. Stand by your band.
Yes. And if you follow me on everything. It's Tom Takkar. It's spelled like Thacker with two Ks, in case you're not reading
formerly
it.
Tom Brady.
Yes. But I will be in Little Rock, Arkansas next weekend. Come
for a gender reveal.
Yes, for an Olive Garden. Gender reveal party. I'll be at Indianapolis Helium in May. I'll be in Boulder, Colorado. All my dates will be on my website, tomtakkar.com. And then, get on that Patreon for our podcast.
Yeah, do it, gang.
Absolutely.
Support Tom. He's fucking awesome. He's a killer.
Love you, boys. Thanks so much for having me.
We love you, buddy. Gang, make sure you check out our Patreon. Obviously, we're going to be traveling all around the country here this summer. It's going to be a good time. I believe Chicago's coming up.
Chicago's
right?
coming up. First show sold out. Second tickets for Old Town second show available now, and there's still some tickets left at Rosemont. Get them before they're gone.
Denver, Ute, Salt Lake City,
Phoenix.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
and we're looping back around
Pittsburgh,
to Detroit.
Buffalo, Ooh. Detroit.
We're coming, baby.
Yeah.
We love you.
And we're
sorry
more
we
dates.
Missed you.
Yes,
gang. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.